Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks podcast. I'm your host, Jim Edwards, along with my trusty co-host and podcast producer, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Thank you, Jim.
Today, we're going to be talking about sales copy flow. In the past, we have done all sorts of critiques of people's funnels, of their sales copy, of their opt-in pages, of their sales letters, of their high ticket funnels, of their webinars, of all different types of sales copy and funnels. And one of the biggest things that people mess up on, other than trying to sell what it is rather than what it does, is the overall flow of the sales copy. So we're going to talk about that for a bit today. Sure, we'll riff and have some fun, as men do, and it'll be a good time. So, you know, just to talk about that one thing, the biggest snafu that we see people making when it comes to sales copy is that they're talking about what it is rather than what it does. They lead with features and stuff that nobody really cares about.
And what does that mean specifically?
Well, it means like it means, okay, so let's say you're selling wind sailing lessons.
Okay.
Most people, the headline for their funnel might be wind sailing lessons. That literally, that would be the first words on their site. So that's a feature. So then somebody else might say, hey, I'm a better marketer than that, so I'm going to put up here, learn to wind sail. Okay, well, that's something. Maybe a little bit better. That's still a feature. But how about discover how you can feel the wind in your hair, the ocean at your feet, or the, you know, how to experience true freedom and being at one with wind and sea through windsurfing. I mean, just some kind of thing like that. It's like, okay, man, it almost sounds like I'm on my way to yoga class, right? So just what's the big payoff of learning how to, Susan says, learn how to not get beat up by your windsail. That's how we do it without getting injured or eaten by jaws. You know, nothing will keep you on that windsail board like the thought that there's a 10-foot shark ready to devour you if you fall off.
Yeah, or if you see it from your perch position.
But that's, you know, something along those lines. You know, how to, or discover or experience the true joys of wind sailing in windsurfing, or whatever they call it, windsurfing, in one easy lesson, without, even if you're afraid of the water or something. I mean, it's again, you got to know your avatar. What would somebody who wanted to go windsurfing really, really want? They want to enjoy water sports. They want to do something that's good for the environment. They want to do something fun that you can do pretty much anywhere you have water and wind. What do they want to avoid? They want to avoid taking forever to learn. They want to not get injured. They want to do something that's fun to do with other people, make new friends, learn how yoga can make your windsurfing phenomenal. Yeah, maybe I'll start doing yoga on my paddleboard.
A lot of people do that.
It's odd. And they get real wet.
It's odd. It's odd looking, but
yeah. So, you know, I don't know if that's the greatest example I could ever pulled out of my nether regions in a live setting, but you see what I'm going at. I mean, windsurfing lessons is not the same as experience the ultimate freedom with the wind in your hair, and as you speed through the water like a windsurfing pro, or just something where you're painting a picture of the emotionally pleasing result that you're going to get at the end. That's why I should just stick with my my that's drill what it example.
Is. That's what it is, and what it, that's what it does. Right. That is what that saying means. Is mean adding some emotion to that headline,
right?
Or you know, so you can actually hook somebody.
And you can also, you know, you can also use a bullet bundle at the top after that, where all those things that I'm trying to get in there, you know, environmentally friendly and fun, something you can do with friends and family throughout the year, a great new adventure to have while on vacation. I mean, all these different things that you can hit with a bullet bundle. But that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Well,
so we're going to stop talking about this.
You like to surf? You like to sail? Try windsailing. You'll love it twice as much.
That's right. Come on down to Stu's Yoga and Windsurfing Emporium. A former Navy SEAL will teach you exactly how not to get eaten by sharks. So let's talk about flow. Now, there's all kinds of stuff that you could talk about when it comes to sales copy and flow. But ultimately, it comes back to hook, story, offer. When you have the flow of anything, whether it's an ad, a blog post, a full-on sales letter, an opt-in funnel, or even a high-ticket funnel or webinar funnel, it all comes down to the flow is hook, story, offer. Nobody cares about your offer until they know the story behind it. Nobody cares about your story until you have hooked them the right way, because it's kind of like just walking up to people and start spouting off about yourself or some story. They think that you're either talking to somebody through an earbud in your phone and you're not talking to them, or that you're deranged. You got to have all the parts in their right places. So the hook is what you use to stop people. It can be a picture. It can be a headline. It can be a question. It can be a quote. It can be, a whole bunch of different things, but it's to get the right people to stop what they're doing and pay attention to what you're doing. Are you checking your email right now?
I'm reading some of the comments.
Oh, okay. Then the story.
Being engaged.
The story.
Letting you roll.
The story, people think, oh, the story's got to be about me, or the story's got to be about somebody else. No, the story can just be a story. It can be a story about you. It can be a story about somebody else. It can be a story about a client's success. It can be a story about a fictional character. It can be a story about a product or a service or a software it can be a story about anything. And you think about a story, does it have to be, you know, 15 minutes long or 15 pages long or 15 sentences or 15 words? The answer is sure. It can be any of those things, depending on the context. You're not going to tell a 15-page story in an ad. But you could say something like, let's say we were selling yoga and we wanted to do an ad to drive people to a course about yoga. Are you curious about what yoga could do to increase your sense of calm and well-being? Just again, throwing that out there. Okay. And then the story. So that's the hook. Have you ever been curious about what yoga can do to give you a sense of inner peace and calm? Here's the story. I used to think that yoga was total BS and it was for woo-woo people. But then I took my first class and my whole life changed. That's a story.
That's
okay.
A story. You're right.
And then the offer is, click here to find out more, or find out or discover what I, or I'm just trying to think of, you know, click here to find out more is okay. Discover for yourself, or click here to find out the big shift that happened for me. You know, again, it's not perfect. Copy's never perfect when it first comes out of you. You just get it down and then you own it. But right there, that was an example of hook, story, offer. I told a story in two sentences that is probably going, would probably get somebody excited. So it can also be a big long thing. So you can make an entire sales letter that's hook, story, offer. You know, an example might be for a piece of software where I do this all the time. You got a hook, and then you've got the story which can be in the form of a video sales letter, can also be in the form of a written sales letter. And then the offer is your offer stack of all the stuff they're going to get, which is either all the things and or all the benefits and payoffs of everything that they're going to get. Now, once you've got that flow, then you can start adding other stuff that people are like, well, what about testimonials? What about guarantees? What about, you know, all these different things? Once you've got that layout, depending on the situation, then you can start adding testimonials. Now, where would the testimonials go? Well, typically the testimonials are going to go after you have introduced the solution. So when you do the first mention of the product, the first part of the offer, then you can say, but you know, this is going to help you with this, 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 and this. And then, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what these people had to say. So in that context, that's where that would go. As opposed to, let's say it was a high ticket funnel where I was just trying to get people to sign up for coaching. Well, then I want to put those client testimonials early. In fact, the whole story, instead of a video sales letter, if all I'm trying to do is get a phone call, all of those client testimonials or the case studies are going to be the story that I use to make the sale. So let's say Stu had a sales letter where he was trying to sell people into his coaching program, his live coaching program that I'm in. So he might say, you know, are you ready to take your fitness to are you ready to take your tactical fitness to the next level like these people have? And then you have a couple of case studies where somebody like me gets on and says, hey, you know, I was 42 years old. I was 60 pounds overweight. I had tried a whole bunch of different things and had actually been in great shape early in life. And then life, business, and health got in the way. And so for about 20 years, I let myself go. Then one day I decided I was going to get into shape. Now, make no mistake, it wasn't easy. I could barely walk to the post office box and back at about 200 yards from my house. So that's exactly what I did. Every day I walked back and forth from the mailbox. Then I walked a little further and a little further and a little further. Gradually, the weight started to melt off. Now, keep in mind, this was long before I'd ever heard of Stu Smith. So over the next couple of years, by hook and by crook, reading lots of books, working with a couple different people, I was able to lose about 40 pounds. And then I kind of got stuck. And I realized that if I wanted to really take my fitness to the next level, I was going to need to get some help. So I started looking around. I tried a couple of different people to give me a hand. And then I found Stu Smith. But it didn't make sense for me to work with Stu because Stu was training people to do Army, Navy, Navy SEAL stuff, all this. And that wasn't me. I was in my mid, you know, I was fat and 40 and then less fat and still over 40. And so I didn't do anything for a while. I just kept going along and going along. And then I found an article, or not an article, but I found a post by somebody in a group that was talking about how Stu had helped him get ready for a 24-hour challenge, a 24-hour GoRec challenge. And I saw another person saying how Stu had helped him to increase his pull-ups. And I'd always thought of pull-ups as the ultimate example of strength. And somebody who could do 10 pull-ups was somebody who was in really good shape. At the time, I could only do 8. So I went and looked at Stu's program again, and I still wasn't sure about pulling the trigger. So my wife at the time was outside working in our garden. I walked out. I said, honey, this isn't cheap. It's not super expensive, but I'm thinking about hiring this guy to coach me. And so she looked at it and she said, give it a try. If you're going to do what he says, then give it a try. And so I went back in the house and I signed up. And then I waited like 15 minutes and nothing happened. So I like got on the phone and called Stu. And I said, hey, is this Stu? He's like, yeah. I said, hey, my name is Jim Edwards. I just signed up for your program. Am I going to get like an intake form and all this stuff? And I started, but da 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 da. And Stu just said, look, I'm going to send you something over. And we talked for a couple minutes and I'll never forget. Stu said, basically what he said was, just do what I tell you and I will get you into the shape you want to be in. And so I said, okay, I'm going to do it. Now, again, it wasn't an overnight thing. It took a while. and the workouts were hard. And sometimes it was taking a couple hours to go through these workouts. And so, but gradually what happened over the months was I got better, and then something amazing happened. What used to be my whole workout turned into an easy warm-up. Stuff that I used to think was impossible was my warm-up. And the thing that let me know that Stu had really helped me was the fact that when I started with Stu, I could only do 8 pull-ups in a row. My personal best now is 36 in a row. So if you're on the fence about working with Stu, all I can tell you from my perspective is the best decision I ever made to get into great shape. And the other benefits as far as my self-confidence, my self-image, and just overall outlook on life has been amazing. So go ahead. Don't wait. Sign up with Stu now. I'm Jim Edwards.
Damn. So I'm going to put this on my YouTube channel.
If you could get somebody to give even just one person.
That was good.
Giving, and it's all true. That's the thing. It's all true. But if you could get one person to give you a testimonial like that, and that whole flow that I went through there, that was all done on purpose. That was practice. I was practicing that. But I mean, that all that stuff, you know, it wasn't all perfect. I didn't jump on it right away. I tried other stuff. My wife told me it was okay. You know, but all those things are part of a pattern that we'll talk about someday, you know, like for the perfect thing. But I mean, all he's got to do is have that headline, that thing, and then talk about, you know, hey, here's who I am and who I help. Here's what it's like to be in the program. And if this sounds like something you want to do, click here to apply. You know, now granted, it's not $1,000 a month. So you might experiment with that, just having people just sign up directly. So there's, but if you can get that kind of a story, a lot of the stuff you might be adding to go with that is talking people out of the sale by giving them so much extra information. So that's another example of flow where you're figuring out what's your purpose, what elements do I need in order to make this work. But it always comes back to the hook, story, offer. There's always the hook, the story, the offer. And there are other parts, and you might have things in different places, but it's always hook, story, offer. And if you can't look at it and see hook, story, offer, you're wrong. So, any thoughts or things or questions or anything?
No, I'm a little disappointed though. You didn't bring out the building blocks for this demonstration, but your story of your Stu Smith fitness journey far supersedes any building block demonstration.
Well, there you go.
So I appreciate that. That's very nice.
We could pull that, but it's true. Yeah. And I mean, you don't do enough marketing. I'm just saying, you could have. I mean, if you take that video and you put up a page. And you take that video, and I'll re-record the video for you if you want. But if you had that headline, I remember what it was, but it was pretty freaking cool. That headline, that story, basically, you know, who is Stu Smith and who does he help? And what's it like to be in the program? And if this sounds like you want to go on this journey with us, click here. And then it just takes them over to a simple order page. I guarantee. That would have the same kind of effect as that, this thing that you do, you know, Remember when we did that and you're like, man, things really taken off when I started doing this, it would have the same effect as when you did that, that the post-it note thing. So
yeah, post-it notes, with a little personalized note with every product.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the flow thing, you gotta understand, like I said, and I'm just repeating myself, but what's the purpose of your funnel? What is the action you want them to take? And then you start with hook, story, offer, and then figure out what's the other stuff I got to put in there in order to get them to take that action. And it always comes back to just, you know, different building blocks. to increase credibility, explain exactly what you're going to get, when you're going to get it, to remove risk or to remove nervousness. That's usually that's with your guarantee. And then like the PS and the stuff at the end to kind of drive them back up if they're skimming. But that's the flow. That is the basic flow of everything when it comes to sales copy. And the other thing though, when we say, and let me show my screen. And if you're not seeing my screen, well, that's okay. If you're on the podcast, you can go to the, Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks podcast on Facebook. When we're thinking about, you know, this flow of hook, story, offer, which are the basic building blocks of any sales message, the thing that you got to understand is that over here, all of before you can do that, you have to clearly define your avatar. You got to know what are the buttons that somebody's going to, you know, that you can push with somebody specifically around different emotions that's going to activate them. Things around their pain, around their desires, around their questions, around their roadblocks, you know, their goals, all these things that then you'll notice what I do when I know the avatar, have a good, real good sense of the avatar, then we can plug into the scripts that work for all of these things. You know, if I really know, and using the example of Stu and his fitness stuff, you know, if you want to live longer, if you want to not get old before your time, if you want to be strong and flexible and able to handle, take care of situations, I mean, that's, then, you know, it's almost like I'm building myself up in there, or not building myself up, but I'm, it's like a warm up when you're defining the avatar. It's like you get started and then let's dig deeper and dig deeper and dig deeper. You know, if you want to know, if you want to have the absolute confidence that you are in the best shape of your life and could handle a tactical or life and death situation better than you can right now, then it's important to start getting into shape, and there's no, you, without a day to lose. I mean, Susan and I say this to each other all the time. One of the biggest reasons that we work out is because I don't want to get old and sick. I want to be old and strong and flexible, and I am fighting father time every single day. I want to know that if something happens like what happened last night in my, you know, in my house with the burglar alarm going off, thank God it was a false alarm, but I mean, I know I'm in better shape than I was 7 years ago to either have to fight somebody, protect my family, or literally pick up a child and run 200 or 300 yards to get away from a situation. I'm confident that I can handle that. So once you know that avatar, you can start talking their language and making even better hooks, even better stories, even better offers, even better guarantees than if you don't know the avatar. So the biggest thing is it all starts with the avatar. And then it goes to, okay, what are you trying to accomplish? So if we were to go, you know what, I'm going to go back over here to this screen, because this is kind of like thinking this stuff through. If we look at, come on, I'm going to delete this, because really the flow of this is it starts with the avatar. And then it goes to your objective. Okay. What do you want them to do? What is your objective with the funnel, which is then going to dictate how you structure your hook, story, offer, but it's still going to be a hook, story, offer. So that's an interesting little distinction. Starts with the avatar. What do you want them to do? And then what's the hook, story, offer? That's gonna, and all the pertinent parts that's going to get you what you want. So, don't know what else we need to talk about on that, Stew.
Well, that was a perfect answer, and any additional comments from me would take away from that perfection. So, I am done. I was in receive-only mode for that one, and I'm glad I was, because that was great.
Cool. Well, if you are... I'm just saving this. So that was basically avatar,
objective,
purpose, or purpose.
Yep.
And hook story offer. That's I'm gonna play with that.
No, that's great.
A little bit more, because that's a good distinction. I don't know if you all thought that. And Denise says, and don't try to do your hook story offer. Use the scripts.
Yes. And there's a script, Denise. There's a script for the, and a wizard for the avatar too.
Yes.
That makes a great article, by the way.
It do. You, do you want to see something? Well, next time I'll show you the new listicle wizard. You're going to go nuts over this. I created the listicle wizard.
Oh, that's fun. I know you have a list
like health class
wizard already, right?
There is the dynamic list wizard, but I have taken that, and it's like the 60-second tidbit wizard, and the list wizard had a baby, and it's amazing. Amazing. So we'll go over that next time. Okay, so appreciate everybody. Hope you have a great day. If you're not a member of the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks group on Facebook, you should be, because then you could be here live when we do these things and be able to ask questions, give comments, and do all kinds of good stuff with us, as opposed to sitting there alone with your phone wishing you could interact with Stu and me because we're so cool. You could definitely be, I mean, who knows? You might learn, you might win a chance to do a hot yoga class with me and Stu one day. We're at the back of the room though. So everybody have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.